This is Side Hustle Radio Worldwide. This is Side Hustle Radio with D-Poise, JC, and DJ Buka.
What's up, Mr. Elo with the Kush? What's up, my brother?
We appreciate you coming on and joining us.
I mean, welcome.
You're a king, and you're slowly approaching legendary status, man. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there.
That crown's too heavy for me, G.
No, it ain't, man. I'm just saying, like, your work ethic is unmatched. Like, you just put out an album with J. Ross. Now you got another one with Raz Beats. Did you and Science of Life do a whole project? Was that a whole project or just those like dope singles?
Absolutely. Those are collective, you know, just tidbits from a collective project. Those are my comrades for 30 years. You know, our families know each other. So we have so much music together that we're like, all right, we need to just put something together. We're looking out for something like that, I guess at the end of March. Of this year?
Oh, wow. So, like the Science of Life and Elo Kush project at the end of March.
Oh, yeah, it's finished. Everything's done. It's either going to be end of March or April. You know, I have so much music coming, man. Like, you know.
You do, man. That's what I'm saying. That's why I just said what I said, man, because your work ethic is insane. You becoming legendary status. Like, I ain't gonna front. You and J. Ross project was dope. I mean, the biography, what's it called? Biography. I'm probably saying it wrong. Oh my God, that joint, man, when I first, I was like, yo, somebody need to send me that ASAP. Like that joint is so, like Invisible Hands did his things on that track. Like that joint is mad wicked. Like,
thank you,
you know
brother.
How many times I rewinded it?
Yeah, me too, I like that. I just think that we were in, I don't know. I was in the creative pocket. And those things are not, artistically hard to create because you have so much chemistry with your brothers. So it's really like pouring water in the glass, really. Like, you know, just
the glass. Man, listen. I already know. You know, we had JR on the show. It was one of our, I'm still going to say it. It was one of our best interviews because, you know, he's so prolific and he got the gift of gab, and he's so, you know, JR, you feel me? So salute my brother JR, J. Ross, all the dope people. Like,
peace to J. Ross, man. Peace to Ross, man.
I'm a fan, man. So I met you, and I'm a fan. Your work ethic is bananas. Like, I heard about you before I met you because John Robinson, I know he told me a dope story about you and a passport and something about getting a passport. And yeah, I know, and long story short, he said you wanted to go on tour with him and he ended up on tours with you because you got your passport. So salute that, man. Big up, you feel me?
Scientist, JR, you know what I mean?
JR. So tell me, my favorite project though you have that I'm still like, I can't shake, is Clark Connoisseurs, man, with the God. You know, Bugzino, Cerebral, how you say it? I'm a torture name.
Supreme Cerebral. Big Bugs.
Cerebral, like Clark Connoisseurs 2 coming soon. I see y'all talking. I'm like eyes. I'm like this. Like, yo, when y'all talking about it, I'm like, yo, like.
You want the date? The date?
Is it coming?
April 23rd.
It's done. We have something coming at the end of March and in April.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, to finish your initial question, what you were saying about the Clark Connoisseurs, you want me to talk about that or I can answer the question?
Yeah, talk. Give us something on it, bro.
Well, Clark Connoisseurs came about, the origin of it is, it comes from the love of the wallaby shoe, you know, and how we was on tour in California, and myself and JR was on tour, and we met my man Supreme. Him and Aguilar was performing at the spot. He was doing the same, you know, spot performing. And, you know, we was in the West Coast, but this guy was just, he was just blanking, you know, like East Coast vibe, you know, like he was blanking on stage. Like, And come to find out, he's originally from Brooklyn. So, you know, we just added on and built and was talking. And it was a natural process, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got together, we started, you know, just talking about things. You know, the second, third day he came to one of our shows, he rocking Wallows. I had Wallows on, and we just like, it just came about naturally. It's just, so it's just naturally a moniker, another moniker, but that's like one of the groups I'm in. Clark Connoisseurs is actual group, so it's Supreme and myself. And my man Clito, Young Jedi out of San Diego on the production. He's got all the production. Him and Jewels White. Jewels White is another brother who's ill. He's from Cali, but he's in Louisiana right now. And those two brothers do the bulk of the production for the album. So, you know, on the first one we had Planet Asia, that was the same.
I always had a vision, you know, like when I had the eagle in my robes, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, Ray, even on the skit on Raekwon's album, because we had Clarks on in those videos there too, when you watch Criminology, I had, a red pair on or whatever. So it's like, but it was like—
You get the blue and cream joints.
The blue and cream, exactly. That's the famous skit on Raekwon album. So it's like, yo, I'm gonna dye him like this and dye him like that. Watch, ooh, I'm gonna dip him like this way. I had a Chinese man that I always would take my Clarks to just to go get him dyed. My man, Kim, he can't even name his Kim, you know what I mean? So it was like, he'd do them up for me, and that's the guy that did all of the shoes on the Iron Man cover.
Okay.
Like red and white, brown and cream, and just right. Cream and
crazy
watermelon
colors.
And, you know what I mean? Orange and blue, like, he brought it to life.
Yeah.
And I liked it so much. I was like, I did a photo shoot, just put them, you know what I mean? Put them in the photo shoot, just like we was in a factory, and there it was.
Kingpin, Wally vernacular, keys in the Acura, headed to Akron, acting up, accurate action, actual accolades, adding up, no additives, I'm at it again, you sweet banana nut, it's bad enough, I top the USA like Canada, I've had enough of trap rap faggots, thinking they man enough to step to God's disrespect, Earth's fucking net worth on network to kill your baby moms during your next birth, I'm psychotic, erotic thoughts towards a goddess, I'm modest, though bitches everywhere always applaud us, spit the hottest verses, flawless, nigga, I promise, I'm lawless, holding more text than Rasheed Wallace, Adonis to the female gender, bitches surrender, bender over tender, strokes on the shoulder, the clutch, cobra, true professional, best you know, dress GQ, fucking the best of Vogue, marks on your neck, you should attest the gold.
Supreme, I understand the lessons manifested in my own life, the fruit of this tree came from my efforts. All of the above is caused by the Son of Man, as it is below. Studio to video, victory shit is beautiful, honorable verses. Some of the hardest workers that came together like Islamic churches. And we gon' get this dough, even if we gotta go toe to toe with the squad and a line of person. The greater taker, here to take it to the top is the cream. The future that you once believed. Twist the leaves up while I spit blaze to get my G's up. So ease up off of these nuts and let me heat up. Dolo Polo, you know the promo. Moving at the speed of thought, you're moving slow-mo. And that's a no-no. Potential signs of a op, now let it photo. And let me float over the instrumental like I fucking owe you. It's a whole move. Sebi with the slang, you know the old rules. Black man, electric cell, soul fool, gorilla strength monkey. 93 million miles away from flunkies. I'm in the game to get paid monthly.
Produced by Clipto. Just from, you know, just boom bap hip hop. Not really, you know, too much subject matter. Just like, you know, what you got, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I put peach and cranberry Wally's with this outfit. What you got? Well, okay, boom. I got, you know, I got amethyst clocks on, and we just combine that type of energy and flyness.
Sewer, Judas, peace, luminous, all my hooligans. Scrupulous truthfulness illuminates its pubescence. The freshest testaments question. Biochemist evanescence since adolescence. Been impressive. 120 lessons manifesting the message. Snorting fresh dust, got you depressive. It's all perception. Peace 7, let the devils destroy. Peddling boy in Helena Troy out in Illinois. Flip the coin like hard.
Harvey Dent and tell my heavenly ascend. A lost child styled in Ralph, smoking an ounce to the face. Stock raised, shaved white with razor blades. Slaved on blocks for days for pay. Loaded Glocks engraved with hate. Through the fire went unscathed, reaching goals you can't attain. It's the born guard who warns y'all in schoolyards. I'll school y'all in pool halls like Goldie. Wallaby color baloney, El Patroni. Niggas phony as mirages. Cough blood when bullets lodged in. Genocide your whole squadron.
All it takes is a spark to realign, reinforce when we define divinity, intelligence. We bang out, no hesitance. I self, Lord and Master, the one bunk attractor. We'll dispute the historical lies written by my captors. Cooling with this Creole queen, courtside. Watch the Sixers versus the Raptors. Meta down in N.O., my pingo. Where we want, I never gave it restriction. Just relayed the transmission. This song comes from an unearthly source. I hear my ancestors chanting, could stay the course. And I does as above, so below. Brothers don't even know that we forgot, that we forgot, that we forgot.
What's that?
High science, certain dietary laws. If you stare in the mirror long enough, you see a reflection of God. Robert H.D. Coy, he wrote the New Bible. It gave me insight on how the owl think my rivals. Abracadabra, if you believe in the hereafter, who you know came back after being deceased. I want a detailed description. Spiritually, I don't feel no tension. Economically, I tap in my pension. Create heaven on earth for my tribe. I'm just a pin guy parlaying with promiscuous Paula from Plainfield with the poke out. She brought me the purple color Wallace with the leather gray trim. I asked what she gave with the guard. She amazed. Said she liked my steelo since she first seen us on stage. Remember Pray? We was in East Los, God.
Clocks, do you have, man?
Oh, man.
20 plus or what? What are we talking? What are we talking?
Oh, 20 plus,
definitely. Like, I was saying the high 80s.
Ooh, high. Wow. Lord have mercy.
I mean, wow.
Dope, man. Definitely looking forward to part two. And Klipto's my peeps, man. Like, he gets sampled on my page all the time. You feel me? He'd be like, yo, bro, I had a blank part, but you dropped something on your page. Like, yo, I'm sampling that. Like, go get it, King. Go get it.
Klipto, the young Jedi, I call him, man. He has a sound that, you know, him and I finished our project too. Our project is done as well. Just him and I done. Just I'm in the pocket.
So you did all these projects. So have you been doing this since the pandemic? I mean, did you tour a lot before like this or what? Or what's the word on that?
I've always toured a lot. You know, I've been fortunate to be on stage with others and be invited. Different states, tours, international tours, Japan. Japan was with I did the Fly Emperor 1 and 2. That's what Buddha Monk. I put Fly Emperor 2 out this year as well, too. Fly Emperor 1 was last year. No, not this year. Excuse me. Last year. Fly Emperor 2 was. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dates and times are moving so much. My work ethic is like a jazz musician, you know, because I'm from that. You know what I'm saying? So I treat it like that. And I also, you know, sometimes you may hear my moniker or say you hear a slogan. I might say, there's no such thing as free time, right? So I'm always trying to keep in the pace of creativity. I think, I think this pandemic, or plandemic, has been a time for me to, I think it's a universal time for people to reset and then focus on your work. What is it that you, that you truly do? What is it that you're truly good at? And then you find your purpose, walk in it. Walk in it, man, and embrace every experience possible. So, I mean, as an artist, if you don't have anything to talk about from all this, there's so much to talk about. You can't do it in one album, you know? One song.
Yeah, I heard you say plandemic.
Yes. Break the science down. Break the science. Yeah. He got darts for you, man. Listen, he got darts.
Anything that's preordained by certain movies or a cartoon or anything like that. This is everything that's occurring right now is not like spookism to me, man. It's not like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, well, they finally pushed that. It's finally happening, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, without going overly too deep, there's certain books that gave, you know, perspective to what's occurring right now. You know, The Unseen Hand or Behold the Pale Horse or Illuminati 666 or Spell of Leviathan, or so much literature that you can have. Or even if you look at the movies they gave us, you know, like Demolition Man or look at Star Trek, for instance. You know, like Star Trek was that for a minute. And you think about when you were sitting down eating your sandwich or whatever you were eating back then. You thought, you would never think there's doors that open by themselves. Or who's he talking to on the flip phone? You know what I'm saying? Like, that never happened.
Yeah. So I see you're a reader. How do you find time to read and still put out so many projects?
I'm thankful to be, I'm addicted to knowledge. I'm addicted to reading. You know what I'm saying? Music and reading, all they go hand in hand for me. Because you can only import so much we have to export it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the information that's read, it has to come out in some form of fashion. So we naturally teach, but it also, it's like the Blastmaster says, like edutainment, G. Like you gotta teach and have music aspect to yourself as well, you know?
Yeah, I see you read The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success over 15 times.
Absolutely.
Did each time something different jump out to you?
Absolutely. Which is, you know, that was, so the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success is also how many seats or chakras in your body as well too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each time you read something, there's still another 7 subdivisions of something that you apply yourself to, if that makes sense. So it's like a rubber band, and you're going like this with a rubber band, pulling the back, snaps, like that. It's all different types of levels of information that you can get on the first time, or the second time, or whatever you're dealing with. I read it because it was, you know, it's a daily guide, you know, it's a guide for certain things that I'm dealing with, you know, how do I want to create, or how I want to project myself, or what I'm, you know, what I'm receiving from the universe at that time. But in this reading, it was inspiration for the creation of the Roz Beats and Myself project. You know, the law of least effort.
In a fraudulent society, I'm aware that the truth can get you killed. My duty is to pry open the closed-minded individual.
Then what?
Give all my light and build. Massive amount of literature must get read. Therefore, down the path of trichnology, I can't be led. Oh Lord, give me your praises for some assaulting and standing on stages. Stolen cars, state MCs.
Uh-huh.
Raised and built on high science degrees.
What's that?
That allow I to move strategically through life with ease. So ease up, selector, on your genocidal playlist. And do the knowledge to this edutainment. Yeah, and that's word to the blast. Master verse on Jack of Spades. Before the end of the month, I already knew that we in the last days. I sent a letter to my comrade when he locked in the cage. Standing at the poll booth, contemplating voting for Andrew Yang.
Why?
I like the key points spoken on his campaign. Universal jargon, parole pop pumpers when Congress passes the legalizational act. Plus a G amount is what you gon' get back. See, I'm a fact finder, right, who's not fond of letting off a sidewinder. That's word to the ghost of Kenny Winder.
Uh-huh.
I love to bang on the system.
That's right.
My mind's stuck on enterprising. And yo, that ain't gon' change, you know? Roll up, see that can't ever change. When the prophet's speaking, you need to listen. From the tyranny, the people need an intermission. Freedom, justice, equality, my life policy. All in together now, that's how we gon' prophesy. When the prophet's speaking, you need to listen. From the tyranny, the people need an intermission. Freedom, justice, equality, my life policy. All in together now, that's how we gon' prophesy. Yeah. Pyro calligraphy, Seraphim Ministries. The culture is our God, you dealing with a mystery. Teaching life principles, your actions versus your tendencies. You gotta understand they two different things.
Uh-huh.
Lawsuits, pleasure, or 80-hour work week.
sober state of mind. We're dealing with the legally a queen that's refined. Uh-huh. Who thinks it eats clean? Or a stallion with a poke out that's fitting in them jeans. I got three eyes, so two sides of everything get seen. When I juice up, my combo is green.
What's that?
Apple, cucumber, uh-huh, ginger, uh-huh, celery. Uh-huh. Increased vitality within the melody. Black Devil or the Garley Flow. Roseanne or the Cosby Show. Murky Brown aura or a Bruce Leroy glow. It's whatever, just know the law of attraction is applied as you go. When the prophet's speaking, you need to listen. From the tyranny, the people need an intermission. Freedom, justice, equality, my life policy. All in together now, that's how we gon' prophecy. When the prophet's speaking, you need to listen. From the tyranny, the people need an intermission. Freedom, justice, equality, my life policy. All in together now, that's how we gon' prophet, G.
That law stuck in my head, the whole process of creating that particular piece of music. It wasn't so that's where it came from.
And you also got the same thing from Morning Wake Up Call too, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And you touched on that a little bit. Hit us with the analogy and the science behind that title for you and Raz Beats' new project. Because I saw it in your bio, and I'm like, whoa, like you enlightened me on something. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
The law of least effort?
Yes, right. The law of least effort. And tell them what it has to do with a little bit. The law of least effort.
The law of least effort is a chapter in the seven spiritual laws of success. But it's one of the mantras you take on. You know, I took that on in the period of creativity, thinking that you have to do so much to get so much done. But it's like, so for this particular project, I didn't rethink anything. I didn't second guess anything, or I didn't rewrite anything, but it still got done. So it's like, whatever verse I had, whatever thought I thought about when I heard the beat, that's what came out. I didn't try to force anything. I didn't try to like, oh, I gotta get this done. It's like, look, if it took 2 days to do the verse, then it took 2 days. If it took 10 minutes to do it, it took 10 minutes. The artwork, you know, even the artwork, it wasn't a back and forth with the graphic designer. It was like, boom, okay, there it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that was it. It was like that.
That's why you said when you overthink an idea or an action, it can cause you to lose the rawness. So that's
absolutely
that's what you was doing, just staying true to the essence of your visual and how you wanted it to come out and be. Okay.
Correct. Yeah, but that doesn't translate to laziness or just it was a lot of. It's still purpose in that law of least effort. There's a lot of purpose in that effort. You know what I'm saying?
I understood what you meant by rawness, because you know how something could be just right, but you keep picking at it, trying to reach perfection, and you end up messing it up. Yeah.
Definitely done that. You know, it wasn't too many takes. It was just like, yo, I meant to say it this way, but I guess it came out that way. Therefore, that's the way it's supposed to translate, you know?
Right.
I'm the best of the best, top of the food chain. You know what I'm saying? I'm the best of the best, huh? Top of the food chain. Suits, double breast, best chest, mean shoe game. VIP dressed to impress, that's how I do things. Easy for a king, hard for a peasant, and I don't need bling, cause my spirit is pleasant. I got God in my soul, you can see it in my presence. I'm confident and conquered, uh-huh. Smooth and rock, when I'm clear and receptive. Live and let live, won't kill but let die. Lazy only in my left eye, I enterprise. And come up in the spot, they like, who was them guys? Gods in the flesh, at your acquaintance, here for your entertainment. Bitter, nameless dogs, colorful claws. From a wild brought a jury, growing up we was taught. Don't run, we fought, get caught, no talk. If they ask, we are, spit a nameless
was dark. Spitter, nameless dog, colorful claws. From a wild part of Jersey, growing up, we was taught. Don't run, we fought. Get caught, don't talk. If you ask, we are. Spitter, nameless dog.
I was on Periscope politicking with this pretty Puerto Rican, power legal from Parsippany, quick-witted slick talker, who thought she was the shit, cause of her accolades till she got a whiff of me. Peace God, how you feel, it's built on the square, ideas illuminated, the blind can see the flare, I'm rare like leap year, my pops didn't teach fair, he taught etiquette, integrity, and how to load weaponry, silk suits with no shirt, gaiters on was his specialty, driving his L-Dog 76, it fell heavily, a Bobby Womack melody, playing in the background, you think you lonely now? Wait till me and the guards do a show in your town. Bet you them queens come out to see the sevens about. I had a long bout with depression and poverty. I came out scarred, but victorious, speaking on sovereignty. You know my topic be going in and out of spiritual and physical bold. But no matter what's said, for me and my brother, you better believe it's the angelic code.
Spitter, nameless dog, colorful claws. From a wild part of Jersey, growing up we was taught. Don't run, we fought. If they ask who you are, spitter, nameless dog. Spitter, nameless dog, colorful claws. From a wild part of Jersey, growing up we was taught. Don't run, we fought. Get caught, don't talk. If they ask who you are, spitter, nameless dog. Spitter, nameless dog, colorful claws. From a wild part of Jersey, growing up we was taught. Don't run, we fought. Get caught, don't talk. If they ask who you are, spitter, nameless dog. Spitter, nameless dog, colorful claws. From a wild part of Jersey, growing up we was taught. Don't run, we fall. Get caught, don't talk. If you ask who you are, spill the name was dark.
Question for you, man. I'm sure you've been through things in life. Man, were you knowledge born or were situations like you just came into the knowledge and the light, or have you always like had it? Were you knowledge born? You know what I mean when I say that? Like,
I got knowledge and stuff from the older God. The older God, Justice, he gave me knowledge of myself. But I've always had knowledge in my household, you know what I'm saying? It's always been books. It was always, you know, it was always books there. Let me just say that. We learned about the Moon Nine. We learned about the Weather Underground, you know, the Panthers, the Young Lords. You know, my aunt's a Black Panther. Rest in peace to her, Vicky White. She's a Black Panther, first Black Panther in our family. There's all types of literature around my household. But at the same time, I come from a rough, very rough and wild situation. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's a balance in that. You know, there wasn't never an excuse. So, you know, there was, you know, we got schooled outside and we got schooled inside. But a lot of things I was self-taught as well. Like, so it'll be hell going on maybe outside the door, but I'm reading The Hobbit back in the day.
Okay. Like, it's hell on earth outside, but you reading The Hobbit inside. You feel me?
I think so. And I think what we lose as individuals and adults, and then also as entertainers, you can't imagination. You have to see it, you have to say it, and you do it. That's knowledge, wisdom, understanding. That's, you know, and then in the Bible to say, and then the word became flesh. So you got to think it, and then you got to boom. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I am.
So you were saying that your love for jazz started as early as the age of 7, right?
Well, 4. Playing the trumpet a little bit, hearing jazz. My uncle.
You got a trumpet by you?
Nah, I don't have a trumpet anymore. But you know what? That's on my to-do list to get reacquainted with the trumpet. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I use it now more for the biorhythms, you know, right? You know, hear the trumpet, how it breaks up the cosmos, you know, like, idealism comes to me from those melodies. It's like I was always in awe of the great jazz musicians, you know what I'm saying? Like, their ability to, because that's all we are right now is the modern day jazz musicians, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, think about it, we literally go from show, you know, as an indie hip hop artist, I mean, you literally go from show to show. I could do a show here, then 20 minutes later you'd be on stage over there, consistently collaborating with different artists at every time, you know, doing deals with one-offs for independent labels, and then just the creative and the work ethic of it, you know, like Archie Shepp is my favorite saxophone player, but I love Lee Morgan. You know, people always say, you know, Miles, you know, of course I'm giving Miles his you know, his accolades, but it's like when somebody asks you, you know, where the seafood at? You say Red Lobster. That's Miles Davis. You know, it's good. It's mm-hmm. this other, this that.
Mainstream. It's mainstream, right. So to speak. Right.
So that restaurant around the corner, you might find Don Cherry, you're going to find, you know, Clifford Brown, you're going to find Lee Morgan, you're going to find, you know, etc. We have a crazy project, I mean, not project, a song we did called B-Boy Bonanza. Mm-hmm. It was, it's called
one of my favorites. I love that joint.
We did an animated video for that. It was myself, JR, AG, Elder Sensei, and Star on there. She held it down. We also have a remix for one of my songs. I did an album called Men, Parables of Love, M-I-N, Parables of Love. Mm-hmm. An album dedicated to my experiences with women in love. Mm-hmm. And I have a song called Brief Encounter. She's on the remix of that. We're going to put that out this summer.
Well, we appreciate you, my brother. Continued success. We enjoyed you. You're definitely a blessing. And like, you on your way, man. You next up. You on your way. And I'm a fan. Salute. And thank you so much, brother.
All right. Thank you.
One love.
Right. Hey, everybody. This is your girl, Dani Stevenson. And don't you ever, ever, ever sugar, honey, iced tea on the Side Hustle Radio Worldwide Show with DJ Buka, DJ D-Poise, and JC. Yeah.
Lady of Rage drives back the serpent and a traveler goes on. Blessed is the mother, vainglorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with a key, sissy.
Before it was a basic black, there was an African, but not many walked this path till it was happening. Koreans speak and jump on claims. They're hoping this is a fab, but mad the fast get fade. But glad this one can't and never will. The thrills of having a hold. Sissies take a part in this, and hearts are in for the folks. The sense of unity, the eagle diffusion is up to the keys. The mission is reality beyond the skin. Deep until the colors within. Red, black, and green is to the soul. Amid the fact that it's been used to trend to make money by the Orientals. Long before a piece of our prize, so don't confront a key and brand on your lacking tag. We won't have it. I dig the fact that you stand, but now I'm asking, where do your dollars go? If you still don't know, think about it when I tell you so. S-E-O-U-L, not like I know you got soul. Not to our people, oh, but still you blindly buy. Paying with a closed mind, then you wonder why we're still so far behind. Separated from our nation, killing our own kind. Who do you think thinks of gold off the mines? We're dying in masses, handing our treasures to the Amorites. Then we buy it back, why? It's no coincidence, check the incidence. End the innocence, ignorance is no defense. There's a war to be fought, before there's orders to yield. You got to be real. In case the man with the lily white look twice. No, she couldn't pass for a time, but she tried. She truly tried. Beautiful, more so gorgeous. I guess she felt too good for us. Poor, fortunate us. She would have been an asset to the African race. But the flavorless man and the paper chase snatched her heart away. Dare I say for shame? Into some discrimination she played. Contact in, hip her rocks. I denied her birth. What a soul sister. Vision blurred. Sick. She never looked at her own. She never knew what she missed. She never cared to know her though. She thinks she knows and so she's rude. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. It gets deeper. Keepers of the peace are the keepers. And I'm a brother's keeper. So I will never sleep on the fact that a black man needs a black woman. I'm in for the cause, like she should have been. She's lost.
and she's proud of it. Anything you ever do, you need to be black about it. Sisters, get it for the cause. We're the rib bone, so the soul we win wars. If we're our own, a man will do, must get done. A twisted existence can finish us. It's offensive dance, so check the way you feel. You got to be real. Less lust than corruption. Independence and false pretensions are suctions taken from a total unity. In the subconscious, you are hoping for a soon to be. But the problems are the ones we call sissies. Let's get deeper, they're the unknown sleepers and they're tricky, concealing what they represent. Dead weight, the enemy, the hesitant. Check when they're ready to roll. Radio and videos, when that's over, that's all she wrote. Nobody be found when there's a battle to win. But do a television talk show and they're in. Talking what they don't know, evading the issues. How can the prejudice miss you? It's evident, never ended, passed from a father to a son. We as a race must become one to overcome. Man for a woman and a woman for a man. Black for a black, a fist from a hand. Tight and mighty to hold the flag. And may it wave all the way back to the motherland. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Ah, Queen Mother Rage. The destination, the crossroad. The mission, the nine. And then...
It's Quay Vibes on Side Hustle Radio.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Make it funky. Make it funky.
Ha!
Make it funky.
I got to
make it funky. Make it funky. Make it funky.
Tell me, ain't it?
With my man DJ Booker.
Out here serving stress.
Since he wasn't no type of big chronic dealer, the homie Nate Dogg didn't appeal to her. But now he rock boots that match with his suits and push a Lexus coupe that's extra cheap. And now she stopped fronting, it wants to sneak in. Be coming around the pan every single weekend to get his beeper number. She be begging, please, time for the day to eat these. She called for vapor. She called for vapor. I got a little cousin that's common play. He bring the heat with the beat for the dog pound games. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back, but back in the days he wasn't nothing like that. I remember when he used to scrap every day, when my auntie would tell him he would never obey. He wore his khakis hanging down with his thongs untied and a blue and gray cap that said the inside. Around my neighborhood the people treated him bad. They said that was the worst thing his mom's ever had. They said he would grow up to be nothing but a gangster, or either in jail or someone would shank him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. DAZ, he got a hit record slanging worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child bumping dog food, dog father, and doggy style, they called the late.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.D. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fessed, talking about, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.D. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly ballet boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak, and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his beeper number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. I got another partner that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day, what grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad, and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. They said that he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child be saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they call you vapors.
DJ Booker. Shoe yabba do hibbity hoo cracker bruce a trick or treat. Spell my feet, yep, I drippity drop the hit. The books get on your walk and spark that old sticks and shit.
Tracks and double dress and swiggity smack some whiz kids. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit stick. My waist bones connected to my hip bone, my hip bones connected to my thigh bone, my thigh bones connected to my knee bone, my knee bones connected to my party, ha ha ha. Jibbity jabber, Georgia jabber, not your funny bone. Skip the Ovaltine, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Or preferably the sesame, let's spiggity spark the blood. So dun, 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 dun.
They wanna pay.
Me timbers, yo, head for the hills. I picked a weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, Rocco, I'll pulverize my bluff. Cause this little piggy gets busy and stuff for read. But don't you tell it's the words he honky tonk. I get sweat, honk, I get sweat, honk, I get sweat, honk, I get sweat, honk.
Now it's time for Word on the Street with JC.
All right, y'all. So let's get ready for some Word on the Street. Okay, so let's get into some more uplifting things like the verses. Oh my god.
Super dope.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
Oh,
what? Oh wow.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Them two groups is heavily sampled. Are you for real right now?
Like, let me tell you, I was so tired Monday morning. I couldn't believe that thing lasted almost until midnight. I'm like, are they crazy?
They was kicking it, bro.
I mean, even my mom was up.
Man, they got hits. Like, I mean, somebody said that, like, they got, like, what, the Isley Brothers got, like, 20 platinum albums or something?
28 platinum albums.
28.
Platinum albums. And just to know that they go back as far as they do, like to the late 60s, I'm like,
or late 50s.
Oh my god, like, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You know how much history was on that stage?
And like, Earth, Wind, and Fire too. Like, come on, man.
I'm talking about between both of them. Like,
yeah, between. Oh my god.
And somebody made a great point in the comments, which I was trying not to read, but they was like, they go back to where, you know, it was really segregated. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
yeah,
that's just, it's amazing. And Ron Isley.
Yeah, I'm about to get some gray in my beard.
Hey, he's schooling y'all, man. 79 years old.
Yeah. Look.
Cat daddy.
I thought women age like wine, but yeah. Okay. Okay.
Uh-oh. All the old fans can holler today.
Listen, they started posting pictures of him like he became the sex symbol of the day.
Okay.
Yesterday, so I ain't mad at it.
Perfect for that. That was classic.
Yep.
That was classic. Like, yeah.
What's the next one?
The next one will be
SWV
420, which is Red Man and Method Man.
Oh.
And then for Mother's Day, it's going to be SWV and Escape.
What I thought.
Yeah, so yeah, I can't wait.
Red Meth, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gonna be real, real smoky.
Yeah.
But I bet you it'll be fun though, cause Red Man is a character. I love him.
Yeah, Red Man.
The Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, and J.P. Morgan Chase have all taken a stand against this this voting thing that they done changed up there in Atlanta. And I think that's really good, because you don't usually see major companies take a stand, you know, especially for things that affect us. So, and yeah, Major League Baseball is pulling out. They will not do their, their All-Star game. Yeah, in the city of Atlanta. So I'm happy about that. The Weeknd donated $1 million to feed Ethiopia. So I thought that was really nice.
That's the Super Bowl money. He just flipped the Super Bowl money and just sent that out. You feel me?
I thought they didn't get paid for Super Bowl money.
They don't?
As a matter of fact, he took $7 million of his own money and put it into his performance.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. So, yep, they don't get paid for the Super Bowl.
They make their money off record sales from the afterwards.
Yeah, something. Yeah. I know he had to make them.
Gotta be something.
Yeah, because too many people had to be paid for that. So, yeah. I remember the video of Sweetie and Quavo in the elevator. So, the LAPD opened up an investigation on this old video, but... Yeah, so seems like, yeah. So I guess we'll wait to see what they, I don't know if they plan on pressing charges or like, I don't know. But that's a waste of time to open up an investigation on a video that happened last year, so.
Wait. Didn't I just hear he took back a car from her?
He said he didn't. Well, his team said he didn't. It was a Bentley he had bought her. But I don't know. But
they said it was a lease. He leased it, and then who knows?
I hope it was a lease, because there's no way I would want her riding around in my car. Mm-hmm. So OJ, the Juice Man, and Waka Flocka was beefing online. Yeah, OJ, the Juice Man, accused Waka's mom, Miss Dead, of stealing from him. And said he didn't get paid for some of the music that he made. So that's pretty much what made him like stop even doing music. He said he wasn't really worried about it, because Waka was like, who goes online crying and saying that he got robbed? And he was like, I had money before I came into the game, which is something that Gucci always said too. Gucci said that OJ the Juice Man didn't even have to rap. So. But, yep, so, yeah, they had a public argument. So, congratulations go out to Natalia Bryant for getting accepted to USC. So, yeah, that's really good. So, y'all might want to sit down. Y'all sitting down for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Environment. I can't even say the word. Say the word. Environment. The people that do the science stuff and all of that. Well, anyway, the scientists are saying that the male penis are shrinking due to pollution these days.
Oh, you're talking about the environmental scientists.
I can't say it, but it's environmentalist. Environmentalist science. Yeah. Science. Yeah, they say that male penises are shrinking due to the pollution and whatever chemicals. It's something called flaxate that they use in plastic. Mm. And it's happening more and more each year. So, the scientist also said that she predicts like in by the year of 2045 that men probably won't be able to produce babies anymore, make babies. So,
okay.
I suggest y'all stop drinking out of plastic cups and By chemicals that's in glass jars and stuff like that. So, congratulations to Miss Kim Janey, the first Boston black mayor, female black mayor. So, yep, congratulations to her. And Gilly the Kid is speaking up on how he was blackballed by Jay-Z.
I was just talking to somebody about that a couple weeks ago. Wow, that's
crazy. And actually, he brought it up, and he had, like, he didn't want too much talk about it, but now it's like everywhere, like, and he's breaking down like how he was blackballed. So,
oh, is he?
Yeah,
I heard the interview, and he was like, he was like, yeah, something about. He wanted them to sign. He wanted like the Six Figures or whatever group he was to sign with Rockefeller, and they didn't want to. The numbers was bad, and then he was like Jay-Z, and he was like Jay-Z said, "You will be blackballed in this industry. You will not work.
Yeah.
You will not get no money. Like, you will be blackballed." He told him that.
Yeah.
They signed State Property.
Because first when he first said it, he was like basically like he chose not to sign with Jay-Z, and Jay-Z told him he was making a mistake, you know. So, but then he started talking more and more about the situation. So, I don't know. You might want to shut up. He talking about a billionaire.
You might want to shut up.
Just
quiet, Gillen.
He probably got the power to shut down more than just your rap career right now. So
yeah, he could shut down that little blog or whatever y'all doing. Leave that man alone.
Jay-Z probably laughing at that though. But yeah. So Paul Pierce was fired from ESPN. ESPN is related to Disney. So he posted a video of him with strippers. He was drinking, he was smoking. And I wonder if he was just tore up because he just looked high, you know?
I think he did it on purpose.
He said
they're going to fire me for this.
Yeah, well, he said a lot of people were saying that they think he did it on purpose. And then they said that it probably wouldn't have been, he probably wouldn't have got fired if he didn't post it himself. So we'll see what he comes up with next. But did y'all see the video where Lil Boosie was in the airport and they said he looked like Flavor Flav? The lady was calling Flavor Flav, and then Flavor Flav said he was in the mall and somebody said he looked like Lil Boosie.
Do you think
this was just made up?
Man,
because what a coincidence that both of y'all get accused of looking like each other.
I think Flav responded back to him because of what he said. I don't think nobody.
But they do. Flavor. They do look alike.
They do
look alike,
especially with them glasses on.
Yeah, Labusi said, "That's why I wear these glasses." So, Kodak Black security was shot after being followed by the perpetrators in Tallahassee. So they didn't say if he was okay or not, but they just said that Kodak Black was just taken away in a different car. So Drake had a stalker who showed up on his property with a knife, and she swung on his security. It's crazy out there. So Oscar De La Hoya will be fighting July 3rd. So a lot of people question why he's coming back out. Some people say he need the money. Some people say he don't need to fight. So
man, he don't need that money. That dude is paid. He got Golden Boy promote. He's good, man.
They said he smoked up all his money.
Oscar? That's the word on the street? Oscar smoked up his money? They said
he had a real bad coke habit.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't believe that he smoked up all his money. He probably just missed the sport. But yeah, so that is one fight that is supposed to take place for real, July 3rd. Mike Tyson and Holyfield playing still, so we don't know about them. And next, my idol, Cameron. Cameron said he had over 200,000 people blocked. I am the block queen. So, but just to hear that he had 200,000 people blocked just made my day. So, yeah. Just thought I'd end it with that.
One thing, tell us, salute to somebody.
To who?
Word on the street. You got to give them the word on the street. Somebody just became a billionaire.
I heard Kim Kardashian did.
This is Side Hustle Radio with D-Poise, JC, and DJ Booker.